Okay, so we're resuming the Meimarom shir. We'll read another few lines in the Rambam himself, and then we'll learn a piece Be'ez Hashem from the Meimarom. So if you have the Meimarom Sefer, so it's page Lamed Zayin, at least in the old print. I don't know what it's in the new print. And that's the last thing, basically, just to remind everyone where we're holding in the Rambam in Perek Ches. So what we saw is the Rambam's stressing the inyan of Bechira, and as he points out very, very strongly, there would be no room for Schar V'Oinesh, punishment, reward and punishment, if a person didn't have totally free will, free choice to do as he chooses, whether it's good or bad. And therefore the Rambam is mechriach, becheskas yad, that you have to believe completely in Bechira. And he explains the pasuk by Adam Arishon, hein ha'adam haya ke'echad bimena l'das tov v'ra. Actually, let me just pull the chumash out, just one second. You can actually, if you have a chumash, it might be handy to keep it open. Perek Gimel Pasuk Chav Beis in Bereishis. So there, by the punishment. So he says, "Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Hein Ha'adam Ayokachad Mimenu Ladas Tevira." He was like one of us to know good and evil. Ve'ata, and now Pen Yishlach Yado, lest he send his hand out, v'lokach gam eitz achayim, and I'll take also from the tree of life, v'vochai v'ochal, and he'll eat from that, v'chai la'olam, and then he'll live forever. V'yishalecheu Hashem. So next pasuk, chav gimel, v'yishalecheu Hashem elikim migan Eden. So Hashem drove him out, he sent him out of Gan Eden, la'avoyde sa'adomo ashalukach misham. Okay, so Hashem says, like, wait, he's become like one of us, and now there's a problem. Pen yishlach yodo, he'll eat from the Yitzchayim, and he'll live forever. So the Rambam explains, like we saw, hein ha'adam haya ke'echad menel das tevira, is that he's now this special species that on his own knows good and bad. He could do whatever he wants. There's nothing preventing him. And being that that's the case, there's a chshash. So now there's a possibility that he's going to eat from the Eitz HaChaim as well and then live forever. Continues the Rambam, this is where we're up to again. Anybody that joined just now, on page Lamed Zayin of the Rambam in the Meimarom edition. And since this now is mischayev, this is like it became the new, the situation the way it is in the metzias of the person. Ritzoni loymar. What I mean to say is, sheyase bebchirosei puulos hatov hara kasher yirtzeh, that he can do with his bechira actions of good and bad as he wills. Im kein, if so, yischayev lelamdoi. So then we have to teach him the ways of good and bad. And that he should command him and warn him, punish him and reward him. And then this will all be straight. In other words, since he has free will, so it's fair now to command him and give him tzivuyim, give him mitzvahs to do, not to do, and to give him reward and punishment. If he didn't have bechira, then that wouldn't be yashar, it wouldn't be straight, it wouldn't be fair to give him reward and punishment. And so too, it's appropriate to get him used to doing and to doing good actions, until he will then have the intellectual advantages, the intellectual high levels through doing good actions, and he has to distance himself from the bad actions until he becomes completely removed from bad. And the bad is the lower aspects that are found with him, right? A person's midas rois or different things like that. So the more you do good, the more you are careful to steer away from the bad. So the midas of the person actually changed and becomes refined. Veloy noimar shehein beinyan shein an yecholos lihishtanos. And then we won't say, or isn't said, that it's an inyan that can't change. In other words, you shouldn't think that, okay, listen, I was born that way. That's been my temperament since I was young, since I was a baby, and that's it. Or since I was a little child, there's no way to change the midos. No. Ki kol inyan efshel ishtanot min hatov el hara min hara el hatov. Everything can change from good to bad or from bad to good. And it's all with the bechira of the person. So therefore, Hashem gives the person mitzvahs. He gives him positive commandments. He gives him negative commandments, what to stay away from, what to do. And this all helps mold the person. The more he does good, the more he stays away from the bad, the better his midos are built up, his good midos, and bad midos diminish. And that's all based on his bechira. He has a bechira, he chooses, and by choosing how to act, he ends up also affecting himself to become better or worse of a person.
So, I was wondering why the original Isur said not eating from the Eitz HaDaat, why weren't you just not eating from the Eitz HaChayim? Why shouldn't the... Said, don't eat the
Eitz HaChayim,
forget the Eitz HaDaat.
Okay, so we'll see a little bit, I think, that might become clear in what Rav Yaakov Moshe says on this this parak that we're going to learn tonight. In other words, what we see is, and that's what the Rambam is kind of getting to, but not spelling out in full, and that's what Rav Yaakov Moshe is going to flesh out, is and you see this obviously from the Pasuk, that the whole problem of the Eitz HaChayim is only after the worry that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has of Adam eating from the Eitz HaChayim only begins after he ate from the Eitz HaDaas. Did he not eat from the Eitz HaDaas, it seems that it wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, he could eat from the Eitz HaChayim, no problem. So we'll see in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe what the calculation is. Just one last line here. Umipneza inyan zacharnu komesh zacharnu minyan amitzvah averus. The Rambam basically says, this like kind of ends off the point. Okay, so because of this inyan, we mentioned everything we mentioned about mitzvahs and averus, meaning the inyan of bechira is why he brought in the whole idea of mitzvahs and averus, because that was his, fundamental proof to the absolute bechira of a person. Okay, so now let's turn page in the old edition. I don't have the new edition. In the old edition of Meimorim, it's Kuf Samech Beis, Perek Ches Ois Yud Beis. So says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, VeOimer, and the pasuk says, which is the pasuk that we just the second half of the pasuk we read before, pasuk Chaf Beis, Perek Gimel pasuk Chaf Beis. Ve'ata, and now pen yishlach yado ve'lokach gam Eitz HaChayim ve'ochel v'chay le'olam, lest he take from the Eitz HaChayim as well, he'll eat from that and live forever. So what's the problem? Well, Mefarish Rashi explains, ve'yachzik atzmoy le'elokut. The problem is, Rashi, according to Rashi, he's going to think he's God. He's going to think he's godly because he's living forever. And that's a problem. Omnam Rambam einem farish kein. The Rambam doesn't explain it that way. There's obviously room to, delve into and try to understand what's the problem that man is going to think himself God. But obviously, on a very pashta level, man is here to serve God, and if he thinks he's God, then he's not going to be able to serve God. He's not. The whole system breaks down. Okay, we're not getting into Rashi though. Omnam Rambam. The Rambam, however, is not mefarish like Rashi. Omnam Rambam ain't a mefarish kein. The Rambam is mefarish that because he's going to live forever if he eats from the Eitz HaChayim, lo yekabel oynesh, so he will not receive punishment. Ve'ein matzor leruchoy, and there will be no holding back his spirit. In other words, it's only the fear of death that hangs over a person that kind of checks him, that allows the person to check his actions and to hold back from things that he really may lust for. And Al-Kain says, Rabbi Yaakov Meirish, and therefore, Tzrichim lelamdoi darkei hatov v'hara, we need to teach him the ways of good and bad, v'shitzaveu, v'yazhiruhu, v'yanishu, v'yagmaluhu, v'yekolzeyosher, right? All that's the lashon of the Rambam. We need to teach him the ways of good and bad, command him, warn him, punish him, and reward him, and all this will be straight. V'chein roi loy lahargil atzmoi, and so too, now it's appropriate to train him bepeulis hatovos, with the good actions, ad shiyula hamailos, until he'll have the mailos, right? Rois ad shiyasuru, and to distance himself from the bad actions until he's removed from them, or until they're removed from him. And v'heim apchisias hashinimtzasito, and that's the bad, the low qualities of a person. Lo yoymar she'im be'inyin she'im yichayim l'shtanas, he shouldn't say, a person shouldn't say or shouldn't think that those midos of a person can never be changed. Everything can be changed from good to bad, from bad to good. These are the words of the Rambam. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, the Rambam is teaching us a very profound shita of his. Yeah.
I have the new edition. I'm trying to find it.
Oh. So again, we're Perek Ches, Ois Yud Beis, the Perek Shmini of the Rambam, yeah, and Ois Yud Beis in the Memorum on that Perek.
Okay.
Page Reish, the new version, I think.
Oh, okay, great. Shkayach. Okay, so first, at the beginning of that Perek, he brings the Lashon of the Rambam, basically, and then he writes, Umelamdeinu bezeshi tato amuka. The Rambam is teaching us with this, his deep, profound sheet, Ki kolach shalot baot, rak lesibat I haemuna vahavana, b'shut habchira shenitna l'adam. All the failings of a person, all his you know, mishaps in action, are all based on his disbelief and his understanding, or his lack of understanding, in the full free choice, free will that's given over to a person. The person fails, the person is chayta, he sins, because he doesn't fully believe in his ability to choose. He feels like he's pre-programmed to do this thing. He feels like it's out of my control. What can I do? The guy, you know, he's having a good time with his friends, and they're engaging in talk which may involve Lashon Hara, and it's causing a lot of fun and a lot of laughter, and he can't control himself. What can I do? I know it's wrong, but Lemaisa. So there's something, the Rambam, what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying is that the Rambam is indicating to us that deep down, all of a person's averus stem from a certain lack of belief in his ability of, in his full bechira, in the full bechira of a person. And the whole seduction of the Satan, of the Yitzhara, is that you have no choice. You're compelled to do this. It's a compulsion that a person has. He's there's nothing you can do about it. And there's no way for you to become free and to become removed, or to remove yourself from anything that comes up in your heart. And from this way of thinking, a way of understanding, you end up being koifer. You can end up denying the whole mitzvahs of laws, of warnings, and of commandments. We know that this was right. This was it still is. There are many, many people in psychology. There was a lot of this, and historically, at the beginning of psychology, and then it continues today. And different scientists feel this way, that everything we do is we're all pre-programmed. Everyone's pre-programmed to act in certain ways, and if we had enough way of analyzing the person, maybe we would be able to predict all his actions. And there's no bechira. Meimele, if there's no bechira, there's also religion is out the door, because they also understand there's no room for commandments if everything is pre-programmed. Don't kill. What do you mean? I'm angry. This guy is messed me up. I'm killing him. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't stand this guy. I need money. I steal. Like, so what are you going to do? Okay, so we could put him in prison because he's a danger to society. But it's not his fault. Not his fault. So, says the Rambam, Achila Rambam, to the point that according to the Rambam, Kedoim Heim, Kol ha'oinshim lo'ovrei ritzoinai v'chol ha'gmulim lo'osei ritzoinai, all the punishments to people transgressing the will of Hashem and all the rewards for people doing the ratzon of Hashem are all worth it b'shvil zeh atzmo, just for this alone, k'dei l'lamed et amitut ha'bchira, just in order to teach man the truth of his free will, v'lo yoyim Hashem b'inyin she'yiv shel hishtanes, and that he shouldn't say that he's in such a way that there's nothing he can do. There's no way to change. In other words, like the Rambam brings the proof of our bechira, of man's bechira, from the fact that there's mitzvahs. From the fact that there's mitzvahs, that's a riot to the bechira. We get punished for mitzvahs if we don't do them, or if we do mitzvahs leisa, say we're over mitzvahs leisa, we get punished. So, but according to the Rambam, deep down, that's a great trade-off. We're happy about that. It's worth it for us to get all those horrific, horrible punishments for the things that we do mess up on. But it's worth it just for the fact that that convinces us. The fact that Hashem commands us mitzvahs convinces us to the truth of Bechira. And that I can change my life. I can change the way I am. V'cheinu ha'emes. And so is the truth. Ki habechira hi etzem mahut ha'adam. You know, there's nothing more depressing, and people that suffer from different emotional disturbances and things, the most difficult point of it all is their feeling that they're trapped in something they can't get out of. This is the way they will live forever. They will suffer forever, and they can't ever get out of it. And as long as they feel that, you know, the first step really of therapy is to convince a person that, no, you could change. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying here. The Rambam is really indicating to us. Is Hashem was that first psychologist that's saying, listen, guys, I know I created all of you with different characteristics and some good points and some negative points, but you're not locked into that mitzvah. You're not... you know, some people maybe have a natural tendency to get angry more. And they see that people that don't get angry, they're living a much calmer life. They're living a much happier life. And I wish I could be one of those. But what can I do? I'm not like that. I'm a hothead. I get angry. You know, or whatever it is, whatever midah the person is. You know, I love food. I am crazy about food. I just love food. I wish I was the guy. I wish I was like Rav Aaron Leib Zitzal, right? That didn't have to eat anything. He maybe naturally was like that. I'm naturally, I naturally like to fress. So I wish I could. You know, so what could I do? There's nothing you could do about it. Says the Rabbeinu Shalalim to us. Of course, there's something you could do about it. That's why I'm giving you Torah and mitzvahs. That's why I'm giving you mitzvahs. That's why I'm giving you commandments. That's the biggest sign to you that you're not locked into living with your midas rois. You can change yourself. And then he says, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, even a deeper point. V'cheinu ha'emes. So it is. That is the truth. Ki ha'bechira etzem mahus ha'adam. The etzem definition of what it means to be a person, the essence of being a person, is the ability to choose. The ability of bechira, that's the etzem hosa adam. The im yitzuyer heder habechira, and if one would be able to picture or imagine the lack of bechira, ye ader ha'adam, so then that would be the lack of man. That's gone. Goodbye. The person is gone. The erech remamusa shel adam hu lefi erech midat giluya bechira shelo v'shifluto lefi erech alamata bechira shelo. The level of the greatness of a person is based on the level of how he reveals his bechira, and the lowliness of a person is based on his concealment of his bechira. If you remember, this statement really is clearly learning, like the Akedas Yitzchak, which I've mentioned in the past, I believe more than once, that he says, Ubacharta Bechayim means that definitionally speaking, when you choose good, that's choice. The Toiv is the Chayim. If you choose bad, the Vart is that you didn't choose. You were Mevater. You left your ability of choice. Because choosing is only in one direction. Choosing is only the good. When you choose bad or death, it means that you didn't choose. Somebody has a question? Oh. So, Rav Daniel, I think you're unmuted. Maybe that's So that's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying here. If you're choosing good, right? So you're revealing your koyach habechira. It's clear that you're a choosing person, and that's your greatness. But if you're not, and your bechira is being hidden, halomas habechira, that shows the lowliness of a person. And that's the same concept, really, what Chazal say, Ein lecha ben chayrin elamisha oisik b'toyra, that the only true free person is the person who studies Torah and puts and toils in Torah, because the Torah gives us that koyach habechira. But if you're not toiling in Torah and you're not connecting to Hashem, you're going to be mishubad. You're going to be subservient. You're going to be forcibly serving your taivus, your body, your physicality, your midas rois. You're not free. The Torah allows you to act freely, which is always good. But that's a very, very important thing. We'll see also in that. The Maisa, that what this is saying is that the fundamental aspect of man is good, which we'll see is really a pasuk. Is really a pasuk, right? Hashem made. We'll see it soon in Rabbi Yaakov. I'm not sure if we're going to get to it tonight, but the pasuk says that Hashem made man yashar. He made man straight. Hema bikshu cheshbayin is rabim. But fundamentally, at the base, man is good. V'gam ki ein la'adam z'chus ha'bechira, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe also, a person doesn't have the merit of bechira, zulas lefnei she'nichshalim bechet, except before they stumble in sin. Dachrechet kver nasim meshu'abadim v'avadim mechudanim la'rish'ah. But after they stumble in sin, after they sin, then they've already become some subservient, they've become slaves that are tied to the Risha. In other words, before sin, they're purely free. They're purely pure Baal Bechira. But after the sin already makes a dent in that Bechira. And they become, again, somewhat subservient. Obviously, a person that's going to sin more becomes that much more Meshu'abot to the Chet and becomes that much more difficult to break out of. It's still possible. Now, v'gam ki habechira mofia beikar l'day his dabkus boyis baruch shema, and also that the bechira appears in the person primarily through his attaching himself to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The kashem shehu bal bechira, the same way Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a bal bechira, right? Hashem has pure ratzon. We've said in the past he's even ravot the ravin. He even has the ability to choose what he wills. Kadosh Baruch Hu even chooses to will. Man always wills. He's forced to will, no matter what. But Kadosh Baruch Hu wills to will. So, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Bechira, anybody that's Dovik Kadosh Baruch Hu, and clings and cleaves Kadosh Baruch Hu, they also become Baal Bechira. They also have that much more free choice. Hu I'm sorry, Kain Bukholat Vekimboy Vahilchim Bidrachov, the comma in the old print at least is in the wrong place. It should be after Vahilchim Bidrachov. And so to all those who cling to Hashem and go in the ways of Hashem, they are also Baal Bechira. V'kol chisaron b'dveikos u'chisaron b'bechira. And any lack in dveikos is also a lack in Bechira. So, that's a very chashuv azach. We've kind of spoken about something like this a very long time ago, also with the Meimarim, that our koyach of Bechira flows forth from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And it's very easy to understand this because our koyach bechira is really is the neshama, is coming forth to us through the koyach of the neshama, which is a chelik elay kamimal. It's our godly part. So we have the ability to choose whether to listen to our neshama or to our guf. I think I mentioned in the past that there's an interface between the body and the soul, between the guf and the neshama, and that's called the levushim in Arizal. It's like the clothing of the neshama that acts as an interface, and all the koyach of bechira of choice actually is rooted in that levush. That's also the Arizal says where the yetzahar and the yetzer tov are. They're like levushim to the body. They're an interface between the neshama and the guf. This is a parenthetical addition I'm giving you, but be'etzem the whole koyach that we have of goodness and of doing goodness is really how much we decide to bring in from that neshama. It's like the more neshama we bring in, the more good we're bringing in, the more bechira we're bringing in, the more ratzon we're bringing in, since the our neshama is a chelik alei kamimal. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shpitz Baal Bechira, obviously, and he's the Baal HaRatzon, so by bringing in neshama, it means you're bringing in koyach of ratzon, a koyach of Bechira. You're bringing more and more into yourself. That's a gevaldige thing. You know, you're freeing yourself up more and more, the more Or Hashem you bring into you. Now, he says, Af gamzois, more than that, in order that they should stop from doing anything and everything that comes into your heart, so man needs to be punished, needs to be rewarded. That's what the Rambam says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. That also is a tremendously amazing inyan, an honorable inyan, a shiroi ladat oto lavino, that's worth knowing and understanding. Already from the beginning of the creation, it was set like that from Hashem, from the Creator. In order to bring out the supernal plan, the supernal aim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the very creation, right, and getting out the final goal that Hashem intended out of this whole thing, he set up two ways. There are two drachim, there are two paths in general. Either by performing the whole Torah and all its commandments, or if chas v'shalom yitgaber yetzer, or if chas v'shalom the yetzer overpowers, v'lo yeh b'mtzav nachon, and they won't be in the proper, in the correct situation. Then they will be cleaned, purified in the fire, the purifying fire, through the punishments and all the stringency, in their generals and their details. And that's not a way of punishment. It's not a derech of nekama. It's just that also purifies the person and brings him to the goal that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam had intended for. And from here is the inyan that there's not going to be anyone shoved away, pushed away, right? Because even the guy that does so much Avera, at the end of the day, after the Gehenim process, after the punishment process, he's also going to connect to Hashem and be given good. For his good deeds. That's what Yechon Mezake said. Not only that, right? He said, I have two. When before he was dying, he was worried. I have two ways before me. Achas leGan Eden vaAchas leGehenem. One goes. One pathway goes to Gan Eden. One pathway goes to Gehenem. Ve'ni yedei be'ezderch malichim oisi. And I don't know which one they're going to be taking me. Umash shayich sham derech leTofta Aruch. Right, the lashon of Tofta Aruch means Gehenem. What does a tzaddik to say that there's a pathway going to Gehenem? What? That's a path. Ela shebe'emes gam meGehenem yavoy hamavukash. But really what he's trying to say is that Gehenim also leads to the aim that Hashem wants. After all the horrible suffering that purifies and cleans out the person, and there's a chazal that says, I don't know where, I didn't look it up, that in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle to the tzaddikim inside the heart, inside the center of Gehenim. It's going to make a dance, kibayachol, a circle, right? For the tzaddikim in Gehenim. V'gam zeh derech lefan mizbog shmo. So you see that this is also a derech. By the way, I think that what he's referring to is something which the Leshem brings down in Hakdamas v'Sha'arim, Shar Vav Perek Zayin. Over there, the Leshem, where, by the way, that Leshem has a whole Arichas right in those Prakim, Shar Vav, Perek Zayin included, has a whole Arichas discussing the same Leshem that we discussed in Sefer Deya, which was a different Sefer Leshem, on the whole thing of Tchias HaMesim, and why the Dinim and the Gvuris are so important, and the punishment that the suffering is so important for the whole final process and the aim. So over there, he discusses it actually probably even more at length over there than what we learned. But over there, he says that the inyan tarasa shel Gehenim, there's an inyan of the purification of Gehenim that's brought down, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to purify Gehenim. Ki yishapichu atzmo leGan Eden. Gehenim itself is going to be turned into Gan Eden, says the Leshem. Since all the dinim that are in there are going to become sweetened, by them becoming sweetened, and they're going to all be turned into holy dinim, like we spoke about last week, and to flames of love. It's gonna, right, like I said, the guy deep down, we're all, everything, even when a person does averus, really deep down he's yearning for Hashem. He's just completely misdirecting it. But the essence of what's really there after it goes through the cleansing process is something beautiful. It's the cheshik, it's the rotten, it's the ava that the person wants to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So after the whole cleaning process, all that's left is that ava. It shall hivu shall huven derechimu, the flames of fire shall eves ka. And that's what's left. So that's really Gan Eden. That's Gan Eden. That's Ganhenim turning at Gan Eden. I saw this also in the Ramami Pano in the Sefer Asara Mamaris. Also talks about this idea that Gehenim is going to be turned into Gan Eden. So it could be that that's what this Chazal that Rabbi Yaakov Meisher brings down, that Kadosh Baruch Hu in the future is going to make a circle for tzaddikim in the tabur shel Gehenim is va'amech kulam tzaddikim, your nation is all tzaddikim. After we all go through, after everyone goes through that purification process, that center of Gehenim is going to become a place of dance, of circle, of happiness, of connection of Kadosh Baruch Hu with the tzaddikim. V'gam zedech lefan v'yisbaruch shmo, says Rabbi Yaakov Meisher. That's also a way of getting to Hashem, or before Hashem. Aval ein eni yodea, ani eni yodea. I don't know, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, beize derech malachim oto, which way they're taking me. Ima derech shel Gan Eden, if it's the derech of Gan Eden, shua derech hayosher, which is the straight path, kulam esbiya ratzon shel kol ha'olamim, which is so satiating the ratzon of all the worlds, take it from miyad, it's an immediate, beautiful thing. Or derech rechoka, or is it the long, distant way, shetchilasi yisurim kashem marim, which begins with very terrible and bitter suffering, and only afterwards gets to the Rabbani Shalom. V'alzeh bach Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and this Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai cried that he didn't know which one he's going on. Alright, we didn't finish the parak. We'll leave it, Bez Hashem, the end for next time. We'll try to speak a little bit more about this. Any questions? All right. No questions. Yeah, you do.
I just the idea of schar va'onesh. So he spoke at that. That's what really brings home to a person the fact that he's really got the ability to be a bocher, to make choices.
Again.
What we said earlier, that the schar va'onesh that a person encounters is what brings home and helps him realize the fact that he's held accountable and that really he has free will and the ability to make choices.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is that the primary place for schar va'onesh is already when it's too late to come to that realization. You know, the schar va'onesh, the real schar va'onesh is only loss of love ways.
Right. Okay. So, yeah.
I guess, but
it's the emunah that the person knows that that's what's going to happen. That's going to that gives him the. I mean, clearly everybody knows that. Everybody feels that it's something you know, a person's afraid to do because what's going to happen? You know, he doesn't want the Gehenim. Yeah, you have the people. You don't want to come back as a cat. You know, like, all different Yisurim and Anunshim. It might work a little better. You know, with Ashkenazim already have become a little bit dulled to the future compared to the Sfaradim maybe, but there's still something left. There's still a little bit of a year. Yeah.
Good vach. I want to ask, if there's a main power of both of a person is the Bechira, then why doesn't have Bechira also love him?
So I mentioned that what I saw in one place in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, it could even be in the Sefer, I just don't remember, is that loss of love, there's also going to be Bechira. But it's going to be a different type of Bechira. It's going to be a Bechira between good and better. Yeah, it's not because the evil is going to be gone, but it's still going to there's going to be a relative level of bechira.
But it's not schar va'onesh.
Right, because that's already past the time of schar va'onesh. Schar va'onesh is when there's still bad in the world that you have to conquer. But so it's a higher level of bechira, because otherwise in other words, as long as there's a distinction between bayir v'nivra, between creator and creation, that's the defining difference. He's going to speak. We're going to see more in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe in this paragraph. I think maybe in the next, especially what's going to be. I think with the future, he might come up in that also. I don't remember. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Shavua tov to everyone. Good vach, kalta.